In Quebec, vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Grand Rising, my people. My name is DJ Bobby Payne, man. You can find me on all platforms at DJ Bobby Payne. It's done though.
I'm going back to the south. I'm going back. When my roots ain't watered down. Growing like a bob tree. All life on fertile ground. Ancestor put me on game. Long time on gold chains. With my ocean energy. Just follow me. Uncle, I got your key friend. Hold up, don't I? Stella, Sacha, Nunch.
Turn it up.
Ice. Bust down. Bloody. On my wrist.
Park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Yeah. Make me dream, make it stream. I don't public, make the scene. I don't cook, I don't clean. But let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a night running me. Talk your shout, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. While you really ain't never got him thwomp. For a thing, he already made his mind up for you. Now get your boots, hang your coat. It's wet. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet, wet,
wet. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet, wet, wet. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet, 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 wet.
Can stop me, yeah. Especially not somebody with no one of me no hair. Yeah, think you competition, bitch. Where I'm up on the top and you yeah. can't compare. Serious bitches hate me, they really wish you need to do everything that I do now. Yeah, nice body always acting like a hottie, but I'm still always down with the shit now. Yeah, don't come close if you hella broke. Yeah, don't talk shit, ish, want the smoke. Yeah, won't look twice if he ain't got no eyes, huh? Diamonds so clean, shine hella bright. Yeah. Fresh up in the game, coming on up to fuck up everything. Yeah, I'm a full flow already. It ain't no doubt, I'ma be legendary. It's about time I came and played my part. Cause y'all niggas don't really be going hard. But just be doing about one squad, talk to some girl. I think my butt getting big, huh? It's never sexy, huh? That's what you take when you cross me. Them ends, but I give it, they spending my money, go shunning, my money, go shunning, my money, go.
That's right, now get ready to be entertained and enlightened with the Empower Hour. You done know, Grant. Have a great day.
This is DJ Bobby Payne. Whoa!
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are live every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, Thierry, and Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and to our kings and queens that are listening.
Blessed Melanated Rising, everybody. I hope everyone's having an awesome day. I am so grateful to life, God our creator, and to the ancestors just for making it possible for us to be able to be on air this morning. And as usual, I ask that today's show, let it be very entertaining, let it be very uplifting, and most importantly, let it be empowering to our listeners. And I just ask that you just guide us, keep us in that spirit of love, light, unity, just positive energy and great health. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, Thursday, April 29th. It's done, guys. April's done. Did you guys do your taxes?
Ma'am, why are you putting people on blast?
Sorry. Tomorrow's the final day for tax day, and I just want to know if we are all law-abiding citizens. Y'all do your taxes?
Yeah, I think so.
Gina, did you do your
So my week went well.
Exactly. How was your week, G? Let's just skip over that.
We still have time.
Yeah, okay. How was your week, dear Gina?
My week was good. You know what? Speaking of taxes, the Canadian government, the federal government, was calling people. They were calling mans to be like, please don't forget to do your taxes this year.
You see? The wasting time. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Oh, you didn't get that call?
Nope. It's for just, I did my for taxes.
Okay. My bad, y'all. My week went well. Honestly, I had a run-of-the-mill week. You know, nothing particularly exciting or that stood out per se.
Okay.
But I did do a little, I'm not one to really do, like, horoscopes and stuff. Like, I don't read my horoscope on a daily basis, okay. And that's not really my thing.
Okay.
But I did kind of do a little deep dive into Capricorns and what it means to be a Capricorn and all these things. And nice. Had a little funny traits here and there. Mm-hmm. One of our difficult characteristics are being know-it-alls. And I was talking with my sister, Jen, my older sister, and one of her dislikes as a Pisces are know-it-alls. And so I said,
I'm a Pisces. I can't stand that.
And I was like, and you decided to come into this world plane and be a sister to three Capricorns, though.
Mm. Like, not her fault, though.
Yes, she made the decision in her spirit self to come here.
Here's the thing.
And
Pisces need to be born. If you don't have a Pisces in your life, well, sorry for you. My condolences. But that's why. Anyway, I'm just speaking for your sister.
No, hey, I had a whole conversation with her. We laughed about it.
That's good.
And then it was also talking about Capricorn's dislikes. And it was very simple. It was everything at one point. So that made me laugh,
y'all. Okay,
but the other thing I realized too is that it talks about your compatibility signs.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And I did a little research and I looked into my compatibility signs, and asked me why my last three, well, not my last three, but my three most prominent relationships in my adulthood,
yes,
happened to be with my three less compatible signs,
which is
Sagittarius. Ooh. Which is the worst for compatibility.
Okay.
Aquarius and Gemini. And I look back, I was just like, "Are you?"
I could say so much about this.
I was like, "So you wanted no odds on your favor, Gina?
Really?
Is that what you wanted?
Interesting."
So that was a little learning curve
experience.
For me.
So do you think that now, like, you'll be reading your horoscope daily?
No,
because there's some people who are hard into that stuff.
No, I'm not reading it daily. I'm definitely not reading it daily, but I mean, I find it interesting because I do think that some traits do like transpire and then you see those type of things, but
okay.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, not an everyday thing.
No.
All right, anything else for your week?
My last little highlight is in my hiring mode in these last few weeks, I've been really happy because I've hired 3 senior leveled women.
Nice.
And of the 3, 2 are women of color.
Hey, hey, hey.
Okay. Yes. So we have
man,
we
man, happen, man. We don't before. Have the audience claps. No problem for that one. That's okay.
we do though.
We do have the audience claps, but
he went ready.
It's okay.
But it's okay. But that was my week.
We'll let him be.
That was my week.
We'll let him be. All right. Pharaoh, how was your week?
Yeah, it was pretty late. So let me see. So what did we do? This past Sunday, we had a thing called like a brother's brunch. And it was off the chain.
Good.
Yeah, I have to say. The you want to set it up? Thanks. So yeah, so we were invited by Brother Rito, Brother Ricardo, Brother Thierry, and Brother Will from Hoodstock.
Okay.
And it was held at that cool little space behind Librairie Racine.
Nice.
One, it was cool to see brothers in person. It's been a while since we've seen each other physically.
I'm telling you. I can imagine. Yeah.
But the whole purpose was to come together to discuss as men, how we could do better.
Okay.
How we could become more accountable to our queens. How we could I get, and also be just a better support to each other as brothers, and be there, like be an ear to listen and to just give outlets.
Nice. Okay.
What I had really liked about it, and I had done a quick live after it because I was so hyped from the event.
You sure were. I saw that. Yeah, you were in your car, like, yeah, let's take a accountability. I swear you were speeding.
No, but it's crazy.
Were you speeding?
I don't know.
Why is Trish trying to dry snitch everybody? Like, the taxes, you're speeding. Yeah. Were you out after 8?
I am a journalist by nature, so I ask questions, okay?
Yeah.
So anyway,
we're
sorry.
We're ask if you're working with the feds.
Are you working? Nah. Let me tell y'all something. I just want to close this down. All your comments with the feds can't afford me. Okay, let's just keep it going. All right.
Okay.
Thankfully,
but I won't tell you if we're getting vaccinated or not. But so we came together, and you know, like the brothers were discussing, and I said it there. I'll say it again now. What I found was one of the biggest highlights. Was the fact that we address like men who are abusing their women and creating an opportunity for them to basically express themselves. Because one of the things we might not be aware of, because a lot of women are saying, well, you know, men, you have to like basically pull up your men or, you know, make them more accountable. Mm. But it's not like we're discussing these things. Like, I don't know if people feel that, you know, like we're having these conversations and men are like, yeah, I just beat up my woman. And we're like,
right.
Oh, okay.
And everyone's like, yeah,
you know what
great
I mean?
Bounce. Yeah.
That's
no,
it. It's not happening. Okay. That's not. It's so it is like a sickness. And people, for the most part, do know that it's wrong what they're doing. So
it's displaced anger, and there's a lot to it.
There's a lot to it,
really,
you know.
Deep.
So being able to create a space where it's a safe space where brothers could actually express themselves and call out their weaknesses and their challenges and say what they're going through and not be judged and seek help. Because a lot of them are asking for help, you know, okay. But it's just, but again, like, you don't know really who to come to with these things or how, because you don't want to be called out. You don't want to be whatever be the case. Mm. So it was just really cool to be able to see that opportunity come. And, you know, and we said we'd start to work on tangible things. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what the next steps are going to be for this initiative. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that was like a cool little plus, a little highlight. Like, it was just really, really cool to see.
That's
a wonderful initiative.
Yeah,
so
that's
shout
really
out
good.
To that.
I hope it keeps going, though. Mm-hmm. I hope that there's like, you know, there's more to it. Just other than that, my week, I was blessed. I almost had no voice yesterday. So, because you know the voice, so who's that's that? I find that this week went super fast. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it went really, really quickly. And in order for me to sleep these days, I've been using a sleep meditation that sounds a lot like rain. Yeah, so it actually helped. But the thing is, last night I decided to be stubborn and not use the rain sound. And while I didn't sleep, but what happened is, like, it caused me to take a 10-minute nap yesterday, the actual rain. So it's affecting my brain somehow. And I missed a meeting because of it. Ooh. Yeah, I can't nap. It's not in my DNA to nap. Nap turns into sleep, and that's just the end of it for me.
Didn't you? It was a short nap, wasn't it?
So it was supposed to be 10 minutes, right?
Nobody naps for 10 minutes.
And then I set my alarm, and I was like, yeah, 5 more minutes. And when I woke up, it was about 7 p.m.
Mm.
Yeah, so that happened. And you know what? I redeemed myself. It's all good. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, yeah. Last week was blueberry pie week.
No, yesterday was.
Yesterday was. And in honor of you guys, I didn't bring any, but I totally ate it and thought of you guys as I was eating it.
Thank you. Oh, that's nice.
I mean, thanks.
That's so sweet.
Mm. Okay, can I ask you guys a question?
I feel warm and fuzzy.
Hey, at least she thought of us.
Exactly. Do you guys think of me?
Do you hear the infliction in my voice?
listen. I just want to know, do you guys think of me on a regular basis? No. So exactly. At least.
I do.
But what I was going to say was probably just not.
Okay. Exactly. So I thought of you guys while chomping down on my blueberries. And yeah. I felt good about it. Love yous.
Thanks.
No problem.
Appreciate you.
Let's dive into our headlines.
Alrighty. So the first things first, Papa. Curfew extended back to 9:30 in Montreal and Laval. I'm cool with that. That's whatever. Like, I mean,
if it lasts more than a week and a half.
Exactly. Because it might not. We just don't know anymore. Blink, everything's blink. Just a big, large question mark. So,
yo, yeah. F this ish. F this whole ish, okay? I'm gonna start just being mad, okay?
Sir, you've had 9:30 this whole time. You never had to go back to 8, Mr. South Shore.
I know.
Yeah, wait a minute!
Okay, let's keep it in context. Most of the things I have to do are in Montreal, so if I have to leave, I still have to dive off the bridge by 8
o'clock. Did you say dive off the bridge?
Visualize, it's like 7:59 and I'm running across the Champlain. I gotta get back.
I understand. We understand your anger, but understand our anger here in Montreal. My goodness.
Watching the light outside as it turns 8.
And
I'm just
so
by my window,
right.
Sitting next to my window.
It's ridiculous.
I can't go outside now.
No, yeah. But isn't it? But because the thing is, and I try not to follow too closely because it just gets on my nerves.
Yes.
Yeah. But like from what I heard or what I understood is that there's already mentioned that the COVID is going to be calmed down for John Baptiste, but then it's going to rise back up after. Is that what I understood?
That's what he said last week on his panel of experts.
He also has psychics. He didn't say that.
Okay.
But that's clearly what he has.
But that's what he said last week, though. He did say June 24th.
Yeah, that the COVID is going to calm down.
We're going to open back up.
And then it's going to go back after.
And then after it's going to go back after.
Okay.
Yeah. No. So exactly. And Canada Day, well, we'll see about that. But yeah.
No. There was no call from COVID. So Canada Day, they probably will still be around.
Right. It'll come for Canada Day.
It'll be here.
Canada Day will be present.
It's gonna come back for it. And it's gonna ask for more sunlight, so it's gonna want us to be in by 6 probably.
Okay, probably. Yeah, and you're probably 100% right.
I'm just saying, if we're all okay with this, then okay.
Why every week he asks if we're all okay with this? Mr. Farrow, were you at the protests?
I've been. Yes, actually, and there's another one. As you said that, thank you. Remind me, I got to bring this up.
The call out was real, and it wasn't me this time.
It wasn't a call out. It was a question.
Yo, of course. I'm a protest. I promote protest.
So what's the sign going to say? What's your protest sign going to say?
No time for signs.
Okay. I am an adult.
Let us out.
It should.
Let us out. All right. Cool. I just wanted to know what your sign was going to say.
No, it's good to ask. No, but anyways, I'm going to find the info for the protest. But I'm just saying as a people, guys, it's like we have to push our government and say, look, like, nah. Mm. I mean, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. There's no proven anything saying that this curfew thing is working. So let's just exit.
And you know what I noticed too? Like, since Florida and Texas are open, we don't hear nothing about them no more.
Thank you.
Period. Okay. Nothing.
All right.
Nothing. All right. So the next one is Quebec is optimistic about Canadian Grand Prix. They will get the green light. An announcement is expected as early as this week on the fate of Montreal's F1 race in June, says Economy Minister Pierre Fitzgibbon. F1 officials have reportedly appealed.
Pierre who now?
Fitz Gibbon. Mm-hmm. Well, that's his name, okay? Mm-hmm. And he told me personally. F1 officials have reportedly appealed to various levels of government to invest in another $6 million to hold the event without fears. Jeez, God, without fans and the revenue they generate in the stands. The Grand Prix is already largely funded by government money. I read that with a lot of disdain because there's homeless people on the street and $6 million was invested into this, and I don't like that.
And because they said it's an important touristic, it's one of our largest touristic event.
There are so many homeless people and people struggling right now.
What tourists
are you guys talking about?
Because there's stay-at-home orders all over the place,
exactly,
including Ontario. You can't come in the country.
Yeah.
If you're not a permanent resident or a citizen. So which our money? Our local
but
money?
Remember, this is
tourists.
June, so it may tie into Saint Jean Baptiste again.
Okay.
So I'm
so
tired.
They're gonna let people come into
this
the country.
This is why
again?
I don't watch the news. I'm telling you, my goodness.
I'm just saying, everybody's okay with this? Everybody's okay.
Are you gonna ask that with after every?
Guys,
I just wanna
soundbite.
Know, have my hands up. Are you gonna ask this every? You wanna record that and put it in your
alert time? It's just I'm just validating as we're making the points because it's like okay, so now the economic minister could now tell us that it makes sense to have this event, but he's not gonna say it makes sense to open our businesses.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not going to say that.
Insane. Right? Okay. $6 billion. Okay. It's not like it's $4. It's $6 billion.
Well, no, they'll probably tie it into the fact that, because if they're talking about it's tourism, they'll probably tie it into the fact that, you know, there'll be terrace and so restaurants will be able to get their monies and stuff like that. But no, like, I mean, that's if they survived.
That's what I'm saying. I was just about to say that. That's if they survived. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, goodness. Jeez, this news this morning. Okay, anyways, the next one is the mayor will inherit one of the highest debts relative to revenue of any Canadian municipality. And that's just the beginning. There's an election on November 7th. So basically, oh, wow. Okay. I don't know what you guys think about this, but I mean, I'm not surprised. Are you? That's all I can really say. I'm not surprised.
Listen, Valerie's out here reckless with Montreal's budget, okay? Putting up things that have no business. Like, look, I appreciate the idea of beautifying the city of Montreal, but priorities. Mm-hmm. And the priorities are all over the place. Like you just adding lights everywhere. You're destroying sidewalks to have to make bigger sidewalks to have less space for parking. So you want less cars. There's still potholes out there, though. Mm-hmm, I don't understand.
Plenty of them.
Still potholes out there.
Plenty of them.
Like, every time I turn around, there's something else where I'm just like, this doesn't make sense.
Right.
And like you said, how $6 million for the Grand Prix, all that money could... There's homeless people.
There's so many.
Like, we're in a pandemic. I don't care that you want to redo the sidewalk. That's not
what... People are struggling left, right, and center, and you're putting up lights, and you're putting up... Like, pay attention.
But what's most important here in this headline is that the municipal election is coming up November 7th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we may think that that's far away, and, like, Denis Coderre has re-entered the race, and I'm still waiting to see other people enter the race as well, because I'd like to see what the options are and get informed, and so look out for that part.
Talk about it. Well, yeah, we're gonna deep dive a little bit later. We'll be blessed with having Tanisha Valiant with us from Demos Gratos, and we'll be talking politics a bit later, so you guys stay tuned for that. It's gonna be pretty awesome.
That is good. All right, the next one is it the fire mansion? Is that where I'm at?
Nope, it's Canadian cities considering granting voting rights to non-citizens.
Right. Okay.
So they're talking about that and evaluating if that should be done, and I think that's an important thing to evaluate, because technically you have to be a citizen to vote, but you have people who've been permanent residents. Oh, that's what we play right now. Okay, sir. Mm-hmm. We have permanent residents who've been in Canada for years. You know, like dozens of years.
Absolutely.
And sometimes, depending on what your citizenship is, to become another citizen, you have to renege your citizenship where you initially are from. So some of them don't do it, and they just renew. But they're paying their taxes. They're contributing, and their taxes is what pays for the politicians. So I think they should have a right to vote.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and I think just in fairness, but I don't know. We could be optimistic, but I just find this place that we're living in. Somebody had coined it, like Quebec is like the Mississippi of Canada.
Yeah. Yep. That is the right coin.
Yeah. I was like, damn. But it's like,
it's hard,
accurate.
But it's true, though. But
it's pretty accurate. Like, I came coming in here in old Montreal, and there was a blatant sign by Patterson, and I could say it because they are advertising. It's Patterson, and it's the ad is just about, and I wish I had a chance to take a snap of it. But in other words, it's saying, I'm proud to be promoting our culture. And I'm like, our culture.
What?
And I'm like, and then the ad right after that one, because it's like a digital ad, is proud to support local and very big. And I'm like, okay, so it's like they just want to make it very clear that we're just about
us,
right? And this is Quebec, and it's very, you know, and it's like subliminally like a blue sign. And I'm like, okay, I see. Like, but this is cool. I get it. Like, you guys conquered this place. This is your space. But it's just like.
But I don't get it, because I have a very hard time when people talk about Canadian culture, right. And then they talk about those who came and conquered as opposed to the original Canadian culture. So don't come talk to us, like, especially with we talked about it a bit last week about mm-hmm. the bill for essentially people who wear hijabs and
Bill
stuff
66,
like that, right?
That one there?
Right. And then they're just like, well, because if you come to our country, you need to assimilate. Sir, ma'ams. Did you assimilate to the indigenous?
Right. I have
a hard time people talking about, oh yeah, but they're coming into our country, they're coming to our province, they need to speak. Do you speak native tongue?
Exactly.
Don't say that. Like, I need you to stop with that narrative. That narrative is crazy.
It won't stop because they feel like they need a sense of ownership of something. Right? We own something.
No, but again,
it's not.
Like, it sounds, that's an ideal, but again, understanding war, understanding what it is. Like, it's like we did lose the war. Like, we're living, so we are living, we might as well be captives, guys. Like, the reality is, this is what it is. Like, and they want to remind us of that. They're like, yeah, we're letting you guys live here, but remember, we won the war. Like,
that's
so
true.
Stop trying to be more than we want you to be.
Yeah,
like it's like you're over exercising and it almost seems subtly like more as more of the quote-unquote Black Lives Matter and more voices are being given to the cultured community. Mm-hmm. Quebec is doing the opposite. Like, it's making sure
we're always doing the opposite.
But it's
though,
like, but I, and again, this is just my observation of some other people.
Quebec's like, French language matters.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm surprised we didn't see that.
Oh, it's coming. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, it's Let like, me tell you, it's actually coming.
It's like
coming.
French language matters, and it's just like, you know, and Quebecers matter. But anyway, so just I'm going to digress, but it's just we kind of have to accept the reality.
True. Next one, Montreal police investigating fire at mansion owned by Gina's ex-employer.
First of all. Yes. Yo, Trish, you're fired. What is happening?
Pornhub.
I was not employed by Pornhub. Wow.
Oh, shit. That was good.
Wow.
Oh, man, that was good
Yo,
stuff
do you know
right
how
there.
Many levels of wrong Trish
that
just went
so
on right
good.
Now?
That was so good. That was so good.
Pornhub co-owner.
I was here getting ready, getting the music ready.
I love you.
I was like going.
Y'all hear this narc?
That was
we good. Listen. It's not a show if we don't go at it.
No,
anyway,
I was not employed by Pornhub.
I know.
I was employed by MindGeek.
I know MindGeek, but MindGeek runs Pornhub. Listen, I had an interview there, so you ain't the only one.
So
sis.
Did everyone in Montreal,
right? Exactly. Right. So don't feel bad. Anyways, police are investigating a suspected arson that destroyed a luxury home under construction in Montreal's I cannot pronounce this Ahuntsic Cartierville.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
Good job. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
it's
you.
Like Fitz.
I can't. Yeah, I've never been able to say
it's
that.
It's close to Laval.
Okay, close to Laval, District Sunday night, owned by Ferras Antoun, co-owner of pornography site. Jeez, why'd they have to put it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Pornhub. Mm-hmm. At around 11:30 p.m., a 911 call alerted authorities to break and enter at a residential home under construction on Jean Bourdon Avenue near the corner of Gouin Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Police found a fire in the building.
Wow.
Interesting.
First of all, I didn't know there was $19 million homes here. That's late. Montreal,
yes,
so
that
so,
is crazy.
So apparently, well, the reason why it's $19 million, because I believe he bought the land for, or he and his partners, because it does talk about partner ownership,
mm-hmm.
Bought the land for like maybe $1 or $2
million. Okay.
And then they're building up this, basically this estate that had like an indoor basketball court that turned into a ballroom.
Nice.
And all kinds of little... Okay. Bells and whistles, okay. And so they were they had it on sale for $19 million.
So okay,
oh, I think I just saw that.
Yeah.
Actually,
it was, I didn't know what it was. Who
oh, that's what that
it.
Was.
I saw, yes. You know what, hold, guys? We're gonna show. I'm gonna find that again. That listing. Yo, that place was lit.
Well, that was okay. That place is burnt.
No, it's
it
true.
Was
it's
lit.
True.
So
it was lit. That's funny. not funny. I'm
pun
bad.
Intended.
Yeah. It was lit.
So apparently they're looking for two male suspects. But I call foul play. Because the company itself is going through quite some stuff going on right now. I'm not going to get into that. You guys can get into that or what have you. Because it's been going on since last November. So that's old news. Mm-hmm. I just think this is asset liquidation, maybe?
We're just going to keep going because there's,
we never know who's listening.
Yeah,
next
we don't
one.
Have Pornhub coming at us.
Exactly.
And they're like, what you guys say?
They're like, what you guys say? Because that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, okay. Disclaimers.
All right. Next one is Shock G passes away April 22nd in a hotel room. That's, it's sad. Like, it's like week after week, someone's passing away. It started with DMX, it then went Black Rob, and now Shock G.
And for those who don't know, Shock G is Humpty Hump.
Yes, like, exactly.
He's part of Digital Underground.
Yes,
right.
Part of Digital Underground.
But it's so sad. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And every time I hear that song, I think of Pharaoh. Because I don't know why, but like when we were younger, that song playing.
That was your track?
He was in that Humpty Dance.
Yeah, it really was.
Are we going to play it?
We're going to definitely play it. We're going to take a quick moment of silence for Shock G, and we'll go into Humpty Dance.
Style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on. Come on, I do the Humpty Hop. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hop. Just watch me do the Humpty Hop. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hop. Come on. I do the Humpty Hop. I do the Humpty Hop. People say you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me. But you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere. Cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle, I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said, just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well, yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady.
Do the Humpty
Come
hump.
On, I'll do the Humpty Hump. Sexy baby. Everybody,
yeah, I've been in my phone.
Nostalgia.
There you go. That dance, that video. I think when I started watching the video, I don't think I was allowed. Actually, it was kind of inappropriate. It was kind of wild and whatever.
Okay.
It was around, but I was watching Two Live Crew too. I should have been. I definitely shouldn't have been watching Two Live Crew.
Well,
there's a lot that we probably should
have been watching.
Sure,
yeah,
for sure. But I'm just saying, it's all within the same area.
Right. Anyways, okay. Mm-hmm. Next one. One headline. Then we're gonna head right into the affirmations for this week. Mm-hmm. Quebec confirms first death related to rare AstraZeneca-linked blood clots, emphasizes benefits outweigh the risk. Woman identified as a 54-year-old Francine Boyer. Unfortunately, she passed away. That's all I'm going to say. Quebec has confirmed the death of a woman of after the AstraZeneca Oxford COVID-19 vaccine she received in early April led to a rare blood clot in her brain. The province's Ministry of Health said the woman's death was caused by a vaccine-induced immune. I can't say those words. So it was caused by the vaccine. She was 54 years old. I think that this is the only one that they're reporting. And like I was saying off the air, I don't understand why this is the only one, because there's been more people to pass away from the vaccine. Your thoughts, loves?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time they don't report what they need to report. The same way how they're reporting a bunch of deaths that they're saying it's COVID, but it ends up being unrelated to, right? So that happened a lot in
Absolutely.
The last year.
Yeah.
My one thing is, and I might be giving loose percentages here, but like they say, it's only 2%. Was it 2% of people who take the vaccine who are subjected to the blood clots, and in this case, the death? But then, in that same outlook, it's 2% of people who actually get COVID who actually pass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm not saying that. I mean, blood clots and passing are two different things. Mm-hmm. Except now we're in the space where, because blood clots are very dangerous,
of course,
especially when you don't know you have them.
Right.
Yeah. So they are just as deadly. But you know, I find it interesting how they like to use certain facts and stats to push you in one direction, and then those same facts and stats to, you know, push you away from certain
things. Like propaganda.
So, yeah. Right. And so I find it hypocritical.
Of course. Of course.
I've said it before, like, I won't encourage or discourage anybody from getting vaccines. Right. I think what I think sucks, and again, if a person is choosing to be vaccinated with all the information out there, all the power to you. Again, if it's what gives you that peace, cool. You feel more comfortable with it. Awesome. Understanding all the risks, you're assuming the risk when you're doing this, and you know that there's no repercussions because you understand that the pharmaceutical companies, there are no liabilities to them, so they are doing what they're doing. What I don't think is fair is that when they start imposing the vaccines on like countries, like I just recently heard, like in St. Vincent, they were forcing people to be vaccinated in order to receive help.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
Now, to me, I think that is like that's at a next level where I'm like you're preventing people from getting just support that they should be entitled to anyways as being citizens and whatever be the case.
Right.
But now you're saying if they don't get this vaccine, they can't get the support. Now that's where I find it's like. And again, if everybody else in the world feels like this is okay, that's fine. But I'm opposed to that. And I think that's imposing
right.
on people.
It's also I was just looking at something on TikTok this morning, actually. And they were saying that certain countries are open if you have a vaccination passport.
That's like crazy.
So this is really a thing. This is where we are headed. Mm-hmm. And it's just the way it is. It sucks. It's like,
I don't know. Like I feel we have to be careful. To not go back into like a Jim Crow era, where it's like where they're saying this is a vaccine water fountain. This is for non-vaccinated.
Right. Exactly.
That dirty water.
Exactly. They're going to split us in two type
That's
of thing.
It.
The thing is, they are glamorizing this vaccine as much as possible. Though, you know, you're seeing people get it. Who got it the other day? Justin Trudeau got it, and it was just like it's all a media circus.
Of
My
course.
Thing is, since when do we have cameras when we're taking a flu vaccine? Did you guys
Thank
have
you.
That?
No.
Did
Thank
you guys
you.
Did you
Thanks.
Have that before? Because I never seen a camera when I took any vaccines when I was younger. You know
Thank
what I'm
you.
Saying? So why is this all of a sudden a glamorized media circus? So we got to think about that before, you know. Again, we're not against it or for it. We're not saying anything bad about it. We're just saying these are the certain things that are happening. It's just weird.
But one thing that came up, and I feel like I'm going to want to deep dive later on about this, and it came up in conversation yesterday, and is why aren't we holding the media more accountable?
In what way, though? Like, how
because
could we
the,
do that?
The media is responsible for the narrative. They're putting things out in a particular way. Like,
right.
They have an influence. Like, right now, the bulk of people wouldn't be functioning the way they are if it wasn't for the amount of news they're taking in. Like, these news outlets are
absolutely
are putting messages
because everything
out
is COVID, COVID,
that's,
COVID,
that's
right?
Basically,
but
it.
As you're saying that, what would be the solution? Like, you're saying, how do we, you know, like hold them accountable?
There has to be a certain level of accountability. There has to be a certain consequence action. Like, if you know your media source is influencing X amount of millions of people, and then, like, by that influence, you encourage people to go do XYZ, and by doing that, like, it is creating a negative repercussion. There should be consequences to pay. Like, I don't think you should just be like, well, I'm just a messenger. Well,
you're not just a messenger. Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you. It's just the measures we take. Like, do we contact the media? Do we, you know what I'm saying? Do we call them? Do we hashtag? Question. Like, that's what I'm saying. What solution do we have? Like, what could we physically do to do that? You know what I'm saying? It's very possible. It's just, I think we have to band together too, because again, we've had this conversation behind the scenes and on air. We're so separated when it comes to this vaccine and Corona and COVID. A lot of people think that it's also two different things, you know, two different angles and things like that. So, you know, we're so divided. We actually have to come together at some point. And it's just how, when again, the media is responsible, you know, so there's a lot of action to be taken. Yes, we can protest and talk about it till we're blue in the face, but we have to physically actually do something, you know, so
facts,
so that's that.
All right, beautiful people.
De dónde llegaste ni pregunté. Lo único que sé es que quiero con usted quedarme contigo hasta el amanecer. ¿Cómo tú te llamas? Yo no sé. Óyeme, mamacita, tu cuerpo y carita, piel morena, lo que uno necesita. Mirando una chica tan bonita y pregunto por qué anda tan solita. Ven, dale ahí, ahí, moviéndote eso pa' mí. Ni por tu idioma ni el país, ya vámonos de aquí, que tengo algo bueno para ti. Una noche de aventura hay que vivir. Óyeme ahí, ahí, a mí vamos a darle, rumbeando y bebiendo a la vez. Tú tranquila que yo te daré una noche llena de placer. ¿Cómo tú te llamas? Yo no sé. ¿De dónde llegaste? Ni pregunté. Lo único que sé que quiero con usted quedarme contigo hasta el amanecer. Yo pendiente a ti, como bailas así con ese movimiento, mi no. Me voy acercando hacia ti y te digo suave el oído. Escúchame, mami, yo te estoy queriendo. Siento algo por dentro. Y tú me dices, estás muy loco, deja eso, mami. Yo te estoy queriendo. Siento algo por dentro. Me muero por llevarte. ¿Cómo tú te llamas? Yo no sé.
That was Nicky Jam, Hasta el Amanecer. A little reggaeton for you this morning.
Hey, hey, hey.
I was here jamming in my seat, though. I'm not going to lie. And I saw a couple head bobbins over
we
here.
We were bobbing heads. Okay. It was in a nice time frame. Everything was great with the song.
Well, I just like to bring something different for you guys.
That's why I said this is a nice track. I did say this is a nice track. No complaints about the track. Very awesome.
So this week's affirmation is, I am adventurous. Ooh. I overcome fears by following my dreams.
Ooh. I like. That's what's up.
So do you guys follow your dreams?
Absolutely. I'm kicking its butt right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Trish, yes. Look at you already living the affirmation.
I have to, man, because I made a commitment to myself. You know what I'm saying? After COVID hit and everything happened with my 9-to-5, I said, okay, this is a reason, you know, that this is happening. So I said, this is what's going to happen with me. And I made a goal and I'm pushing towards it. It's not easy.
But you're saying something, because I do feel a lot of people are pushing towards their dreams. In the last year, there was a lot of introspection, and so it's been giving a lot of that. So I'm loving that.
I mean, 100%. I think the pandemic has its ups and downs, you know what I mean, for certain things and things like that. So a lot of people, you notice too, a lot of people are becoming more creative. There's a lot of businesses, smaller businesses opening. People are trusting themselves. People are actually going for it. Yeah. So this is a good thing. This is a very great affirmation for this day. I like this.
Amazing. And this week's goal is cook what's in your kitchen.
Yes. I like that because I be grocery shopping and ordering food.
Absolutely.
I'm so single. Absolutely. It's not even funny. But that's a single person thing.
But it's only that. It's when you grocery shop and then you buy a bag of dry chickpeas to find out you had a whole bag of dried chickpeas in the first place.
Yes, that too.
And then I went back to like my childhood when you open the fridge in the cupboard and you're like, oh, there's no food, but it's full to the brim.
That's such a bad habit of mine. So, my goodness.
So I've been doing that and like I actually see the back of my freezer now.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay, I like that.
And then I'm going to be eating a lot of chickpeas and beans for a while.
Whoops.
But I've been a vegetarian for 20 plus years.
I know so that. Yeah.
My system digests that just fine.
That's good.
It does not make me flagellant like some.
Nice.
Yes.
Beans. All right.
Are we coming up with my next favorite part?
We are. And you know, what? Why are you shaking your head, Farrah? What's the problem?
Go ahead, guys. Just go ahead.
And in today's...
Just do your part, man.
April day of the month. April 29th is Natural Peace Rose Day.
Woo! Hey, what does that even mean, though?
Mean?
Yeah, what is... ask nicely, Farrell. Ask nicely.
I feel attacked.
I know.
Yeah, that was not nice, George.
It was the day that they actually gave the rose their name, and then you give roses.
Oh,
roses are for love.
Exactly.
You know, flowers do have meaning. A lot of different flowers have a lot of different meaning. They have a purpose. You know, everything that is of nature has a purpose.
Yes.
And flowers have a purpose, and roses do. I know that people think that it's just a Valentine's flower, but no, it's because it does demonstrate love and caring and so on and so forth.
Right,
so,
and cool. Farrell brought us no roses today.
I was like, where are the flowers?
Yeah. No,
you knew it was National Peace
exactly,
Rose Day.
You totally
get no roses from me, okay? Goddamn.
Totally knew. You totally knew it, too.
Yeah, I did. I saw it.
Yes,
here.
I said from last weekend, too.
Yeah. Last
week, too.
You did.
I was like, okay, we getting flowers?
No.
Got no flowers.
No.
Rude.
April 30th, tomorrow is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Okay. Since you already have dogs, why don't you just add another one?
Thanks, Trish. It's just like that. You have dogs, get another one.
No, it's a lot of work.
But listen, it's a day. You can take the dog out for
no,
the day.
You don't shelter them for a day and bring them back.
Oh, sorry. It says Shelter Pet Day.
You know what?
You see, that's why Trish can't do these things. You see what
wow.
I mean?
What is Trish on today? Yo, those blueberry muffins. That's what happens when you eat the blueberry muffins and you don't share. And when it's blueberry pie day. That's what happens.
I'm just saying.
But to that point, though, again, with COVID and the shutdown, I remember at one point looking to go and foster and like there were no pets available.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
this
wow.
was a few
but,
months
that's
back.
That's kind of like a good thing though.
It is. It's a really it really thing. Is a good thing. Yeah. And it's good because it's also anyone who needed it, especially anyone who I guess is single dwelling homes and stuff.
Yeah.
It probably gave them a lot of what were those called? The pets that that help you
like companionship?
Like secure companionship. Yeah, yeah. Companionship.
But my question is when you foster a pet, like you could bring it back after? Like, is that like how
you can really... foster and you can foster to adopt?
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I fostered a pregnant dog once and they were like, yeah, I think she should have like about 3 or 5 puppies. She had 10.
Oh. Well, then.
Yeah, she had 10. Mm-hmm. And what I didn't know is that even though the dog I fostered had the puppies weren't mine. They were foster by proxy.
Oh.
And so they're just like, yeah, we need you to bring all the puppies. I was like, yeah, but... So I can't keep one? They're just like, nah, bring all of them back.
Like, well, there's only 8 then.
Trust. After they said that, I was just like, y'all said it was supposed to be 5. I would have had 5 puppies
well
to myself.
Then.
Or just been like, oh, yeah, exactly. There's only 8.
Okay, that's kind of bittersweet that you don't get to keep the puppies.
No.
Okay.
And although I didn't want to get into May too much, but I did want to mention May 5th is Cinco de Mayo.
Woo, tacos.
Oh, sorry. I knew you were going to. And I said it today because...
You know it's that time.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And and also May 9th is Mother's Day.
Yes.
I want to mention that now.
Yes.
Get ready, get prepared.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Every day's Mother's Day.
Oh, you like my days now, huh, Farrell?
Exactly, yeah.
Mother's Day, I respect that.
Yeah, okay.
How we not respect that? It's our moms. I love them.
Right.
All right, make the drop.
Yo. Sorry, I had started it and it was playing on stuff and I didn't like it.
Welcome to the OFC business zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Woo-wee. For those who do not know, that is the OFC. We are now at the OFC business zone. OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on bridging the gap between the French and English-speaking melanated community and generally offering and presenting you that black excellence. I'm telling you, I love that. There's the energy that comes from those.
That's your vibe.
That's the vibe.
That's your vibe. So today, I'm pretty excited. I just switched mics, and this mic is a little lower. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited because I got to virtually meet, well, not really personally meet her, but I got to listen to a bit of what she did a few weeks ago. So today we have Tanisha Valiant, who's joining us. Good morning, Tanisha.
Good morning, beautiful people.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you a little background on Tanisha. She's a business consultant and a strategist in the Canadian mining industry. She's driven by her passion to be a voice for marginalized people and provide them with the tools necessary to succeed in Canada. Well, thank you, Tanisha.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
We're just doing it for our peoples.
I like that. So today, I understand we're talking about Demons Kratos, correct?
Yeah, you said it right.
I heard you. I heard you when you said it. And so why don't you talk to us a bit about Demons Kratos?
Yes, definitely. So Demos Kratos is a nonprofit, very important, nonpartisan community organization that focuses on educating marginalized communities on civics. So civics touches on, you know, government, voting, your rights, elected officials' rights as it pertains to you as a citizen. Just, you know, like you said in the description, to ensure that people are empowered to live their best life and seek out equal opportunity and be able to live their best life.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
And so we do that. Our nonprofit does that through giving free workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do. So organizations come to us and we give workshops to their members. We give general workshops, or they can come to us and ask us for specific workshops. Like, for example, maybe there's an organization that wants to teach their youth about leadership and how to get involved with a political party. So we'll cater the information to that topic.
So you had a couple of workshops in these past few weeks. Do you want to touch upon those a bit?
Yes. So I'm so excited. Yes. I mean, I'm so excited to speak about it because it was a really special project. So Demos Kratos partnered with the OFC to bring about a series of three workshops, which we called Politics 101. And the goal of this collaboration was to mobilize the Black community and give them important information as it pertains to getting involved in the upcoming elections. So our first workshop was really high level. It was kind of like Canadian Government 101. We talked about the electoral process, how elected officials go about running in a campaign, the different districts, how it works at the different levels, so federal, provincial, and municipal, because there are slight differences in the three different districts. And the second workshop was really focused on, well, if you want to get involved, how do you run?
Mm-hmm.
How can you run? How can you really be a part of that process or that very important electoral process and being a voice for your community? We talked a bit about what are some important characteristics or motivations that you should have before considering to run. Like, you know, the reasons that you would want to be a politician ought to come from, you know, a greater purpose than yourself, making a change for your community, being the voice for your community, and not merely, oh, I want to be a politician and test this out or build my resume. Right. And then our final workshop was on mobilizing the vote. So, you know, how do you get involved in the electoral process without actually seeking to become a candidate? And so we talked about, you know, educating your community members about the electoral process, about the different candidates, doing your homework, actually, first and foremost. Because if you want to be an actor in any cause, you got to know your stuff.
Right.
So we talked about knowing your homework, doing your homework, knowing the different candidates, the political parties, the histories. And then we talked about, you know, being able to educate your community. We talked about even just getting people out to vote who don't vote.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So we touched on all that. Yeah.
And what I liked is being able to shed that light, because a lot of people, when they think politics, it's like, well, either I go vote or I'm running. So it's like they don't understand all the in-betweens, the amount of help required to get a person elected, and just all the different little facets of it. And it's funny because I kind of compare it to the music industry, you know, like there's so many different parts of it, and a lot of people just get stuck thinking, well, it's either I'm a rapper or, you know, like, or I make beats.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different parts and so many different elements to it. So it's like, you know, like when you look at politics, it's just that elaborate.
Yes, like one of the things I think was really interesting was also to hear someone who is involved in politics speak on the second workshop we had about how to run. And he was saying that people think that also, oh, I just want to run, so I'm just going to go to a political party, like the Liberal Party, and say, I want to run for this district.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, those people are waiting years and years and years in line for one candidate to step down so that they can take their spot.
Yeah.
So even just party politics alone is very intricate, very interesting as well. And so one of the things that I thought was really cool that we talked on too was the difference between running for a party. So, you know, deciding that you want to be a candidate with the Liberal Party or the Conservative Party versus an independent.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so that was quite interesting too. And, you know, anyone listening here today, if any of these things that we're saying don't seem familiar, jot it down, Google it. This information is so accessible. There are many amazing organizations that have put time and effort into really breaking down the lingo.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why, you know, we shouldn't know this information. I mean, there is a reason, you know. Unfortunately, civics in Quebec, at least, and I think some parts of Canada, and I think Ontario is the exception.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have civic education in our curriculum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. And it's actually, as you mentioned, Ontario, it was cool that we had members from across Canada. Like, we had other people from other provinces taking part in the workshops as well. And it was cool to be able to hear different perspectives and stuff. One of the things that came up, even from one of our brothers in Ontario, and I think it's relevant for here as well, is what is our agenda as a melanated community? Like, what do we want? Like, we keep, you know, running into these political discussions and saying, like, you know, like let's get involved. But it's really important that we start to be proactive and know what we want as a people, and then start to mobilize around it. And then another huge thing we discussed was being strategic with our vote. You know, like, it's definitely, it's time that we say, look, if we're going to have a real impact as a people, we have numbers, let's use them to our advantage, and let's be more strategic and intentional with our votes, you know. So I find that just that was huge. Those are huge takeaways, and I just want to urge and remind the community to get in contact with Demos Gratos. Like, yes, you're definitely there's a lot of groups and stuff doing it, but you guys are out there and you're super active doing it, you know. And I can't say there's many organizations that are politically focused, but what's the term, Tanisha?
Nonpartisan.
Thank you. You know, but you're very active, and that's what we need. Like, we need bodies that we could go to, rely on, to just give us the information and not necessarily try to sway how we vote or whatnot. You know, but, and so I think that's super important. So I want to really, really encourage the community. It's time for us to really step it up.
Listen, yes. And, you know, somebody who really inspired me to even mobilize a board to start Demos Gratos was Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
You have the chance to listen to, oh, so powerful. you can listen to his speech, The Ballot or the Bullet, and you don't even have to read it. You can go on YouTube and Google it. And in the first 5 minutes, he's talking. You can go to YouTube and Google it. You can go to Google and YouTube it.
We understood you. We got it.
It's everywhere. Just look for it.
Yeah. He was talking, in that speech, he's like, we've got to stop letting white folks into our communities and trying to convince us to vote for them and telling us all these sweet things. And then we elect them, we vote for them, they get elected, and then we don't hear from them.
Thank you.
And, it's not to bring about this white and black divide, but I mean, I think right now it is pertinent in our communities. We do have different folks that are not coming from where we come from, that don't understand our realities, that don't understand our struggles, running in our districts. Half of the time, we don't even know that they're running. We don't even vote. I don't say we, but statistically, our community doesn't really come out as much, or they vote based on what their mother voted, or, there's no real, tapping in. And, one thing that Malcolm X said is, as a people, we need to be politically mature.
Thank you.
And we need representation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, he says it. Yeah. He says, please learn, understand, and then, like you say, go out and represent your people. Let's form our own parties. Let's form our own agendas. That's like the basis of his black economic nationalism. I won't go too deep, but he talks about we need to be independent. We need to have folks representing us. And we need to be a part of, we need a seat at the table.
That's it.
Right.
And I tell people, somebody was asking me what is my goal behind these things or why I want to push the political agenda on the community. And, and I'll tell you guys, for me, what I really, really want is just us to not be reacting. That's it. I just want us to be strategic, planning ahead. I want us to go into an election knowing an election is coming, and confidently being able to sit as a collective, know that we're voting because we know what we're doing, not just because, like you said, because, well, my mom said I should vote for this. But that's so wild. And understanding the amount of power that yields, we really should be taking it more seriously. So I'm really urging the community to just take it more serious. And I don't expect it to be an overnight process, but I think if we really start pushing for more inclusion, getting more involved and taking that more proactive approach, it'll influence our next generation more. It'll be cooler for them to get involved. And even if the schools aren't teaching it, through groups like Demoscratos and through the OFC and different things like that, we can help to push to make sure that if the schools aren't doing it, then within our homeschooling groups, we're doing it. Within our community organizations, we're doing it. Within just as parents, we have the resources to do it ourselves at home. I want us to be able to do everything in our power to make sure that our next generation is coming up equipped. So that's why.
And also, honestly, I'll tell you, it really starts with education. Because once people's eyes open up and they get it, it's like